The researchers measured the beef produced, the overall emissions it took to produce that beef, and the amount of carbon absorbed into the ground. They say the results measured a positive net carbon sink, meaning more CO2 was absorbed than the cattle produced. Jason Rowtree is an associate professor of animal science at MSU. He says adaptive multi-paddock grazing, or AMP, which essentially means moving the cattle before they eat all the grass, allows the plants to recover.
And by doing that, the roots are getting deeper. We're getting more production in those forages. There's more CO2 being sucked down. We're seeing more biology stimulated in the soil. And all those things is about as close to a free paycheck as what anybody's ever going to get.
Rowtree says currently about 95% of beef produced in the United States is raised in high methane emitting feedlots, mostly due to cost. However, he says some beef producers are beginning to see the environmental benefits grazing management may make.
Now, inherently, if we have less emissions, we should be potentially more efficient. And if we're more efficient, hopefully we can be more competitive from a cost mechanism.
Rowtree says by implementing efficient grazing strategies, it appears possible to achieve sustainable yet optimal beef production. Travis Slate, WCMU News.